Hello, creepies, and welcome to another middle-aged mini-episode on the Middle-Aged and Creeped Out podcast. Enjoy the show.
Hello there, creepies. Welcome to Middle-Aged Mini number 21. Nate is your sound engineer, and we are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged and creeped out. What's going on, fellas?
Everything all at once.
Great. All right.
It's that kind of night, right?
Everything all at once. I like it.
That's hanging in there.
It's as good an answer as any, right?
Yeah.
A lot of productive recording tonight, huh?
We've had a good night.
We recorded really full, and this is, what, our second mini? So, It's been a good night.
So let's take it off-road, right?
I like it. I like it a lot.
I like a lot.
Four-wheel drive.
Yeah. Vroom.
Let's just get into it, Sean.
Okay, that's what we do in minis, right?
Our mini 21.
Our mini is on giants.
Ooh, a big topic.
And who are we going to give credit to on this one? Is our man Nate?
Me.
Not many me either.
I want some rum cake.
Is there, oh, yeah.
Nate, he's our man. If he can't do it, well, we're screwed.
And go home.
So, yeah, Nate, that's a good topic.
No, so
they're fascinating.
I normally pull this from the Wikipedia. This time I went with Encyclopedia Britannica because it's still a thing.
Ooh, fancy.
You like that, huh?
It's digital.
You mean it hasn't been replaced by Wikipedia?
I think it has.
It's still around.
Brought to you by Wikipedia. So
yeah, right, they own it.
Giant from the it's the mythological section. Uh-huh. So giant in folklore, or huge mythical beings, usually human-like in form. The term derives, through Latin, from giants or gigantus. So we're not talking about San Francisco? Is that right? No, not San Francisco?
Okay.
Nah. Okay, and not New York. Of Greek mythology, who were monstrous, savage creatures often depicted with men's bodies terminating in serpentine legs. Ooh, that sounds fun. According to the Greek poet Hesiod, they were sons of Gi, which is earth, and I'm going to say it, Uranus, which is heaven.
Keep it clean, Sean.
Who knew that? Did you know Uranus is
leave my anus out of it.
Okay, I will.
All right.
Dirty place.
The gigantum.
This stinks already.
let's just quit this, right? Gigantomacy, what? Huh? Was a desperate struggle between the giants and the Olympians. The gods finally prevailed through the aid of Hercules, the archer, and the giants were slain. Many of them were believed to lie buried under mountains and to indicate their presence by volcanic fires and earthquakes. Gigantomachy became a popular artistic theme found, for example, on the friezes adorning the great altar of Pergamum. Okay, so whoever's...
I'm completely confused.
I'm really confused, too. And it was interpreted as a symbol of the triumph of Hellenism over barbarianism, or good over evil. I just had to get that out.
Yeah, I've always liked giants.
Yeah, it's like, and to sum that up,
giant, I like giants.
I like giants.
Giants big. I like it.
They're
giants
big. No, it just, there's so many different avenues you can go with a giant.
I loved it.
I mean, even with this,
it's a giant topic, isn't it?
Yeah,
gargantuan giant, even.
Gargantuan.
I like it.
I mean, they classify them as folklore and fairy tale and that kind of stuff. But I mean, to me, I mean, there's definitely modern day humans that are alive and walking around that are significantly larger than the average man. Mm-hmm. And also digging up remains of these huge giant skeletons.
Well, and you see,
so there's a real aspect to it too.
There's a lot of videos out there that talk about digging up bones. There's articles out there about digging up bones. And then there's a lot of, this goes into conspiracy of, where did all these bones go?
Yeah.
And they say, I've heard this for years and years, about that the Smithsonian has like collected all this and gotten it hid away. You know, it's almost like that big warehouse in Indiana Jones, you know, where the everything's, you know, all the secrets are kept from mankind and this big conglomerate of, you know, whatever. But like, and maybe they have. Who knows? I mean, that's...
But it also goes back to biblical times, too.
Yeah, I mean, so why would you want to keep that kind of history secret? Yeah. You know, that's what I want to know.
But I love how, like, you can do the whole Greek mythology with it, you know, going against the Olympians and...
Yeah, I've always liked...
Or you can go
Norse.
Jack and the Beanstalk.
Jack and the Jack. Well, there's the one we're talking about right before we started.
Gulliver's Travels.
Gulliver's
The little... Lilliputians. Excuse me.
Yeah.
Excuse me. I'm going to say, yeah, I got to watch what I say.
Where's the beep button?
Watch your mouth.
We have not been drinking.
Lilliputians. Excuse me. Watch your mouth.
Yeah. No, you're right, though. Giants. It's all kinds of movies and shows and I think, stories written about them.
Isn't like Cyclops a giant?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The Nephilim. Do we want to?
Yeah.
That's another. That's the mm-hmm. very. Well, the Nephilim are supposed to be when the angels, or the demons came down and, came down and mated with woman
mated,
or women.
I like that.
Mated. See, I was trying to keep it clean. keep it creepy, but keep it clean. And they created the race of giants.
Yeah.
Out of that.
Yeah. It's very fascinating. And I had never heard of that until a couple of years ago.
The Israelites had in Canaan, they saw giants in Numbers 13, 32, and 33 as in such beings that in legend that roamed, they roamed in Cornwall in Britain as well. So they've been a little bit here, there, and everywhere. Norse mythology, they were primeval beings existing before the gods and overcame by them, which giants in the folklore were mortals who inhabited the world in earlier times. So, like I said, we call giants nowadays is what, 7 foot plus, and there are people still like, yeah. What's the tallest person on the planet now? 8 foot something?
Yeah, I think
I don't know what is the record. Who knows?
I will tell you this.
I figured you guys had all those stats.
The biggest human being I've ever seen in person when I worked at the downtown Indy, and it was at a credit union, and this insurance guy would come in. He was a member of our credit union. Anyway, he'd come in and give us Pacers tickets every once in a while. His company had 4 seats behind the goal. This was back in Market Square Arena days, so in the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the games, he said, "Hey, you guys want to go to see the Orlando Magic?" And that was when Shaq played
before he got traded to the Lakers. Huge.
So yeah. We were right there by where the opposing, or when they'd come out. Not only is he 7 feet tall, 7 feet two, I mean, just huge. And that's even when he was still kind of more slim, like strong. But he's the biggest human being I've ever seen in my life. The tallest was when I worked at another credit union later on, 97 and 98. Yeah. The Pacers had, they had a membership with that credit union, and Rick Smits, who was the center, 7 feet four.
Yeah, he's a big dude.
Yeah, so he was the top, but like I said, and Shaq just had the girth, but those were the two biggest human beings.
I stood behind him at a Kroger.
Monstrous.
And Fisher's and Rick Smith's, and he was gigantic. I work with a guy who's 7 foot.
Oh, really?
7 foot tall, and we're like, how tall are you? 7 foot. I believe you.
Please tell me, though, you at least one time said, how's the weather up there?
Everybody says lightheaded? It. Yeah, we finally stopped saying it to him. But, yeah, there was a guy who's
how do you see with the clouds in your
one of our patients is a pretty tall guy, and he jokingly said, and he needed assistance from this kid. I call him a kid. He's not a kid. He's in his 20s. But
that's a kid.
The younger kid. The patient looked up at him. He goes, finally, somebody to look up to.
Yeah.
I love that joke. I was like, that's
I'm 6'3", and that's taller than average. And I get, people, my gosh, you're tall. Or they'll just say, oh, hey, help me. Can you reach, So we have a guy, one of my coworkers, he's our high school minister, and he's 6'7". And not that I feel like dwarfed. I mean, that's 4 but still.
But you,
when you're 6'3", you're used to being taller. And then I'm like, wow. So can you 7 feet? Like, holy cow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's crazy.
It would have been awesome to see Andre the Giant.
Oh, my gosh.
7'5", 7'6".
And he would put his hand on your head, and you just like
500 pounds.
Yeah, your head would disappear into.
They have
palm.
Somewhere where they have his
his hand, like his ring.
And you can put your
his
hand
ring
up against
was like a 22 or something like that.
Yeah, I was like, I could probably put it around my waist.
Yeah,
around my leg, at least my calf. But giants are it's pretty wild stuff that these beings were around. And
this says European medieval towns often had tutelary giants who were effigies. They were carried in procession. In London, the giant figures of Gog and Magog are said to represent two Cornish giants made captive by Brutus, the legendary founder of Britain. The 40-foot-tall effigy of Druon Antagonus at Antwerp and the 22-foot figure of Gigant at Douai preserve similar traditions. So there's like, I mean, it's throughout Indian folklore and history. It's throughout, like we said, the Bible. David and Goliath was a huge story, obviously. Pun intended there.
I think he was about, they said about 9 feet tall.
Mm-hmm.
That's big.
Which would be huge. That's if big. 7 foot's big, 9 foot it would be
gargantuan. I mean, Shaq would be like, whoa.
Yeah, you know, right.
And yeah, they're big dudes.
This says most European tales, the giants appear as the cruel and stupid characters. They given to cannibalism. That's a huge thing that comes up with giants.
Oh,
cannibalism.
Yeah. Just
and
dopes.
Often one-eyed with the Cyclops, you said. Heroes who killed them often did so more by wit than by strength. Although kindly giants occur, they lived mostly in the Bohemian forests. They were feared. They were more feared and hated, but marriages between their daughters and the heroes were possible. This is what this says.
Interesting.
Can you imagine? I don't know. Like, how does that go together?
Yeah. Then,
like,
yeah. Then you get
really,
in.
Really big, really not big.
Yeah. Right, yeah. And I'm sort of looking into this, all the Norse influences of giants. Because, I mean, you still have, like, the frost giants. Fire giants, mountain giants, which are all, you know, mentioned and fought and stuff in like the Thor movies and all that kind of stuff.
The frost giants now are this, great.
No, it's saying the giants are the origin of most of various monsters in Norse mythology. And in the eventual Battle of Ragnarok, the giants will storm Asgard and fight the gods until the world is destroyed. Even so, the gods themselves were related to the giants by many marriages, and there are giants such as a couple of them I can't pronounce, but the big ones are Loki and Mimir, who bear little difference in status to them. The chief god Odin was the great-grandson of the giant Ymir. I mean, giants play a whole thing with all that mythology, too.
It's
they're
covered.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
It's like stars. They're just cover everywhere.
And that's kind of neat because you get them in different cultures and what they were like and what they, when you say that giants are typically whatever culture, whatever location, aren't they typically portrayed as bad? You know, they're kind of the
typically in the stories.
Yeah,
not all the time, but
yeah, because I mean, like in the Norse stuff, they reference trolls or beings that are sometimes very large,
and they just have a club, and they want to kind of bully their way.
Yeah,
what was that movie? We were talking about movies and shows and stuff that. Came out, I don't know, 6, 7, 8 years ago. I don't think it was called Giants. It was like a, not Claymation. It's the CGI or whatever. You know what I'm talking about? It was a kids movie. I mean, it was, Amy and I liked it.
I know one. Giant?
It was like a Disney. Yeah. It was a Disney movie. Kind of like how they made Polar Express where they kind of looked, you know, they had the face. You know,
yeah,
the
I know.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, yeah.
So like the good giant, the older man. He was huge, but then they had the other giants that were like three times his size, and they were the mean.
Yeah.
They kind of ruled the land, and they would come and bully him. And then, yeah, I was just trying to think of that.
BFG?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah, yep.
BFG.
Yeah. I don't know how that came into my brain.
You're like, thank you, Nate. Nate, you said that, yeah, BFG.
No, because the one I've watched it recently, too, like within the past year, is that Jack the Giant Slayer.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I like that one. That's a good movie.
A movie?
Yeah, okay. It's a movie.
Recent?
Yeah.
Okay.
Relatively recent, yeah. Past 10 years or
no. Oh, okay. I've never heard of it.
I'm trying to think. The kid that plays Jack, well, he's not a kid, but the actor, is the same actor, I believe, that plays Beast in the newer X-Men movies.
Oh, see, I don't know the, I mean, I know who they are. I don't know the movies other than like the first
ones.
Yeah, I don't know. Interesting. I'll check that out.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Cool.
They said that the Hindus have accounts stating that humans grew to the size of giants during the Satya Yuga, the first of the four cyclical ages or yugas in the Hindu reckoning of time. And in Jainism, there was another religion, was there was a time when giants walked upon the earth. Jain cosmology divides the worldly cycle of time into two parts, or half cycles. These are Avasharpani, and their age of descending purity and ascending, I guess, purity. It gets a little complicated, so I won't go into it because it's quite complex. Mm-hmm. And then it goes in, there's African-American, or not African, I'm sorry, Native, I'm sure African-American has it too, but Native Americans. And that gets into, we get into some of the ones that are here. We were talking, one of the other episodes, we were talking about the Ohio Serpent Mounds. And around the Serpent Mounds, there are alleged burial grounds for giants. And that's what you were talking about, some of the giant bones that they found and around the Serpent Mounds. And that is a revered Native American area, I guess you want to say, you know, like
yeah,
I'd say mounds, but I just said mounds, you know, to describe mounds, but use a word to describe a word, to define a word.
It's going to be the same word.
It's going to be the same word. Yeah, it's really, really, really.
Allow
big.
Myself to introduce myself.
You know,
so what about the mounds here in Indiana? Up in the
you
the,
talk about those.
Yeah,
give us some deets on that.
I don't really have it.
No, darn.
I was asking you. No, but I didn't know anything about that just till recently either. Mm-hmm. I think it's just called what? Mound State Park? Mm-hmm. Mounds Stain?
State?
Yes. Yeah. Mounds State Park.
I think I have
I like Stain's okay.
Stain. Mound Stain Park. Stain. Mounds
Stain
State
word.
Park. I actually just realized that it was, I should have done some more research about it, but it just came to my mind that, we have that in here in Indiana. I think it's in, is it Anderson?
Yeah, it's close to Anderson.
Close to Anderson.
It is. Mm-hmm. Yep.
And they think maybe giants were.
I did a rotation there, and I actually heard some of that stuff when I was there. I'm like, that sounds like a load of you know what, but it's interesting though. Yeah. It really is.
Have you ever? I mean, I
walked through the park that's over there before. I know.
Are you really?
Yeah, but okay. We're talking
because Amy went to Anderson for a year and a half
many
college
moons ago. So, but I do remember it.
It's because she went to Anderson, college, and then she transferred to Ball State. But I have to ask her if she knew anything about that because I really did not know.
I think I took it with a I was young and I was took it with a grain of salt. Like, sure, but
yeah, whatever.
It's interesting history.
Yeah,
though.
Yeah. I mean, but just the thing, it's here in Indiana. But I was looking at this little story here, and they said that in North America. It's found as far as mound culture that supposedly have, burial sites for supposed giants. The main areas are the Ohio Valley, down the Mississippi River. Let's see. Then it goes into, they said they found a lot of them, mainly like caves in Nevada that supposed have tribe. They had tribes of giants and they were cannibals, which is really bad.
Yeah, I read something about that.
Did you?
Yeah, the Native Americans, I don't know. I can't remember exactly what they called them, but they're like red-headed and cannibalistic.
Yeah, so it says, we have red-haired mummies found in Lovelock Cave in Nevada, discovered in 1911 and corresponding to the P-A-I-U-T-E, Paiute, oral history about a tribe of giant cannibals. That's just disturbing if that was real. Then also it said that also down the way you have the Spirit Cave mummy discovered in 1940 east of Fallon, Nevada, and linked by DNA to the Fallon, again, Paiute Shoshone tribe, which is known to be 9,000 or 10,000 years old. But anyway, but then they said there's other, it's not just those areas, but they found a lot in the Ohio Valley and out west like that. Interesting.
If you go too deep into this, I don't know if you guys looked into too much of this, and I don't know how far we want to go into it, but there are videos and pictures around this country and supposedly, and I think there's some in the Middle East, but they have pictures and video of these. I wrote it down as red-headed, red-bearded, which is what you're talking about, giants that are found in caves, and they're frozen in stasis. Mm-hmm. So they're still alive by all accounts, and they're waiting. They have coins in their eyes, super creepy, and they are waiting for the appropriate time to come back and help mankind. I think help. I say help.
We hope.
I've heard that
in its darkest of times. And
can they come now?
Yeah, I'm thinking anytime now we should see these redheaded giants. But I don't completely understand all of it. But when you look at these videos and these pictures. It, they look fake. I mean, I'm just saying. Yeah. It's like, if that's the giant, no offense, and if they really do come back and help us, then I take it all back.
Yeah.
But they, it looks, it's like chest hair that looks like some Austin Powers head, you know, and like
real hokey
and
looking.
And it's like,
that's felt. That's not real.
Exactly. It does look, it looks super faked. Hair. But it is interesting. It's like, seriously, are there giants like waiting in these caves to come back to life? So the story itself is really cool. But when you're like, look, I found proof. It's like, this looks total fake.
Now, I haven't seen anything.
But I still love it.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't seen anything that, like, dip, you know, totally says yeah, but
now I'm being.
I would think like barbarians would be a form of a giant, you know, because they're typically big, muscular,
and,
behemoth
and
of
definitely
men.
Definitely violent.
And very violent, yeah.
Not good people, not good guys. I would agree with that. That's kind of like. Made me think of Conan the Barbarian with Arnold Schwarzenegger, Wilt Chamberlain. He was, you know, and of course he was 7'2" and huge guy. That's just why it made me think of that. I'm like, oh, great movie. I love that.
Yeah.
1983 or something, 82, something like that.
So this is how far, like I said, this is a rabbit hole with these giants, but it's still fun to talk about. So I wanted to show like kind of what I stumbled across, but I was like, yeah, right. So red-haired giants. The red-haired giants were genetically engineered by the pre-Adamites to control humanity when they crash-landed in Antarctica. So I can stop right there if you'd like. 50,000 years ago. That's a long time. One common trait is that they might have double sets of teeth due to genetic abnormalities. Now, they did say the ones that the skeletons that they found around the serpent mounds in Ohio, they did report that double teeth phenomenon, which is kind of interesting.
We are from France.
It's a genetic abnormality caused by improper mixing of different DNA types, like, oh, I don't know, angels and female and human females. So in January 2018, update on David Wilcox Divine Cosmos site, he told Corey Good that the giants would go on hunting parties to obtain any meat they could find.
Oh, yeah.
Many of these hunting parties would come back with human captives whom they would eat one at a time. This went on for thousands of years from the time of the Ice Age, Atlantis cataclysm, until more recently when humans began to rise in population and became more organized. When the pre-Adamites disappeared, the humans turned on the giants who had to live mostly in underground, lived mostly underground near the surface in caves. And we've talked about some caves that supposedly had some giant people. So underground, you never know.
Yeah.
Again, this all comes together in a big tapestry, right?
Yeah.
But they say, and what was it? One of the stories in Cornwall was talking about how, like, the regular sized men had to kind of gang up on the last known giant, and they pushed him over the edge of a cliff, and so he was the last of the race of giants, and that's a big folklore in Cornwall. But so it's interesting. But it goes on to say about the stasis beings have been found all over the planet. Some of them have different ethnic groups, red hair, giants. They found them in Europe, North and South America, and ruled over very large areas. Some groups believe they were ETs. The advanced stone technology that the stasis being used was littered beneath the surface. It has lasted for millions of years. In some locations, the stasis technology had failed and the beings were deceased. There are many dozens of sites in the U.S. and across Europe going into Asia. Some people found these stasis beings, see them as gods, and have left them alone. So, but again, I found there's somewhere along here that they talk about them coming back to help humanity. So, stasis beings, it's a thing, apparently.
Interesting.
Who knew that would get in from giants? But, yeah I saw that, and I was like, man, That's kind of kooky, but it's kind of fun to bring that up. And
well, that's the thing. We start talking about these topics, and then it just goes a direction that you don't expect. Yeah. Hey, that's the fun part. It's like, whoa, wait a minute, what? Yeah.
If you really want to go down a wild ride, look up some of these videos of these, you know, redheaded giants, and it's like, to me, like I said, it looks fake, and maybe there's ones out there that look real, but the ones I saw were like, yeah, I don't think this is a real thing.
I think it's funny you said Austin Powers chest hair.
It's what I promise you. That's what it looks like. I'm not gonna.
Yeah, baby.
I'm not gonna put it out there, but you can go looking for it yourself.
You
pretty
see
easily.
That? That's what the person is.
They come out and say that,
and they're peeing for like 2 minutes straight
because they've been in stasis.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah.
For quite a while, apparently.
I looked up tallest giant.
Yes, I want to see
or whatever
here.
You mean like current?
Yeah, okay. Or you know, known like real,
like a
real life giant
record.
Robert Wadlow.
How tall? Bobby Wadlow.
He was born and raised in Alton, Illinois.
Ooh, Alton. That's Illinois. That's a
paranormal.
Oh yeah,
capital. And then,
he passed away, I believe, in Michigan. I don't see that on this little page. Anyhow, his height was 8'11".
Couldn't quite make 9. What a thing.
And his weight reached 439 pounds.
Yikes.
Wow.
He passed away at the age of 22.
Yeah, I think of his heart.
See, I was going to say, his knees. Bone structure couldn't take it, nor in his heart.
Yeah, his continued his growth into adulthood were due to what he had, hypertrophy of his pituitary gland.
Yeah.
Oh, my. And which resulted in abnormal height, high level of human growth hormone. Even at the time of his death, there was no indication that his growth had ended.
Wow. That's like Marfan syndrome.
That's weird.
Marfan syndrome. Yeah. Do you guys know what that
is?
Oh,
yeah, yeah.
It's like Abraham Lincoln had. Yeah. So you grow large, tall, and your hands are big, and yeah, that's what.
What? When did? Now tell me again. You said he was 22, but when did he pass away?
That would have been 1940.
Oh, okay.
So he was born in 1918 and passed away in 1940.
Wow.
Okay.
And what does this say? Man. Was the oldest of 5 children. He was taller than his father by age 8.
Oh, gosh.
And in elementary school, a special desk was made for him. By the time his graduation from Alton High School in 1936, he was 8'4".
Oh, my goodness.
8'4".
A little whippersnapper.
Yeah. And he, you never knew. He played, he wrestled instead of playing basketball. He was a point guard.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow, that's cool. I'm glad you looked that up.
That is a wow. You go.
You want
no, me? I see your eye contact. Go.
What I was saying earlier, like, it always seems like they're portrayed most of the time as the bad guys.
You got a good guy?
It just says, this little story here says, it seems like giants are always associated with the bad guys. How did that happen? Was it because of Goliath? Obviously, he was a bad guy.
Yep.
And it said it could be, but also a lot of British stories, Gog Magog, in parentheses, last of the Albion giants, and Jack the Giant Slayer talk about these man-eating cannibalistic giants. You also have cannibalism linked to giants in tons of myths in North America. There were Native American tribes who had to protect themselves from these marauding, I like that word, cannibalistic savage giant tribes. That's why I just thought it was interesting that I was bringing that up. And I said, is it because, because they're always associated with being the bad guys, typically, you know.
Yeah.
Destroyers and, cannibalistic. But,
A very long Indian story about talking about how they had to like take down this giant, and it's a long drawn out story, but basically where the giant ends up, that's where they become this mound, and that's where a lot of the mounds, they say, are growing around these humans. Over them. I want to get back to the serpent mound to kind of tie it back into these stasis beans, because we didn't talk about that enough, right? Mm-hmm. But it's interesting. This is like for real. The other stuff is a little bit maybe out there. So adding to the location of the serpent mounds on an impact crater, they turned up various gravitational and magnetic anomalies in the area, leading to speculation that the construction was intentionally made for this reason. They have long been stories of freak weather patterns and anomalous lights in the area. The Serpent Mound has gone on to be known for UFO sightings and other weirdness. But perhaps the strangest thing here are the instances in which the remains of what appear to be actual giants, individuals allegedly measuring between 7 and 9 feet tall. One such report in 1872 in Historical Collections of Noble County, Ohio, in which stumbled across some strange remains, which would be described. The remains of 3 skeletons whose size would indicate they measured in life at least 8 feet in height. The remarkable feature of these remains was that they had double teeth in front, as well as in the back of their mouth and in both upper and lower jaws. Upon exposure to the atmosphere, the skeletons crumbled back to Mother Earth. That sounds a little weird, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yes. Convenient.
Sound like Indiana Jones.
Poof. Poof, poof.
Hey, they're real. Oh, no, they're gone.
They have double teeth.
Should have taken a picture. It lasts longer.
Yeah, right. This article, real quick. It's the same article I just read about why are they always portrayed as the bad guys? But this group that studies giants, they were asked, how did these tribes of giants die out? And they said, They just got bred out of existence. I don't really know why or how, but in North America, the people that lived on that continent before the Europeans arrived were decimated by smallpox, interbreeding, and lifestyle changes. So that's their idea of what maybe it, you know, took care of their existence.
Wow.
It is fascinating. It's kind of cool to... There's something there. I mean, yeah, well, history shows that. The Bible says it. And
yeah.
Got
so many different avenues.
Find some skeletons. Yeah, oh, and this one of these guys in this group that studies giants and tries to discover. Hugh Newman appears at an exhibition of a 15th century giant sword found in Scotland.
Ooh.
He looks like a tall guy. I mean, I would say at least 6 feet. I mean, you can't tell, but look at the sword.
Wow.
Now, you got to be a giant to wield that.
To wield
thing,
that, yeah, right?
And that's about, 15th century Scotland. So there's another area. Jeez. They're everywhere pretty much.
Yeah.
That's what there's a whole thing about that Loch Nell, the Tomb of Giants and the Serpent Mound. There's serpent mounds over there too.
Ah.
Not to read too much of this. I said Fiona and Fianna, not for the first time, I say blurry the boundary between history and legend in Irish mythology. Spread at one time across Scotland, the landscape was peopled with giants, heroic warriors whose great deeds were immortalized in stories told by elders and bards, handed down by word of mouth to successive generations. The stories were of love and lust, hope and despair, victory and loss. Characters were often shapeshifters, possessed of superhuman qualities or magical powers. One of the main protagonists was Finn and Fionn, McCumhale, leader of the warrior band known as the Fianna, and hence some of the stories were known as the Fianna legends. One story echoes that of King Arthur, says that Fionn never died, but instead lies sleeping in a cave surrounded by his warriors. Oh. Ooh, with coins over his eyes, he's redheaded, and he's got Austin Powers chest hair.
Well, that coin thing,
it's weird. This says when
the 1800s.
When the hunting horn of the Fianna is sounded three times, he will rise again.
Ooh.
So you can see how deliciously tempting it is to imagine that known that the Tomb of Giants in Fionn is in his secret resting place. Well, it's kind of cool. One person, before we end this, because I really wanted to mention...
I've got a question after this.
Okay. Yeah.
So wrap it up.
I'm going to end it
before
on
Nate wraps
a cute, a cute little fun note is Paul Bunyan, right? He's a giant lumberjack and folk hero in American and Canadian folklore.
Blue, wasn't it?
Blue.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Babe, the blue
or
ox.
Babe.
Yeah. His exploits revolve around the tall tales of the superhuman labors and customarily accompanied by Babe the Blue Ox. The character originated in the oral traditions of North American loggers and was later popularized by freelance writer William B. Logged. And also Disney also made a little short about him.
Mm-hmm.
He was in a 1916 promotional pamphlet for the Red River Lumber Company. He has been the subject of various literary compositions, music pieces, commercial works, and theatrical productions. His likeness is displayed in several oversized statues across North America. And the story goes, and I know Disney plays on this, that the Rockies were formed by him and Babe having
wrestling
out west, so and up through Canada.
Kids like that cartoon, a little short.
Oh, I love it.
That's cute.
I do.
What about John Henry?
John Henry.
Oh, that's another good one.
That is right. That's another folk tale, right?
Yep.
Tall tales.
Fun little...
tall
get
tales.
It? You can see what I did there? Yeah.
Fun little joke that we always say, like, when you have to sign... piece of paper or something, a thing.
Your John Henry.
Yeah, put your John Henry on that. Yep. It's like, didn't he sign the Constitution?
Yeah, that's right. That's
Hancock.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's,
wait a minute.
That's the joke of it.
Exactly.
Yeah, just like he signed the Constitution.
Yeah. Sure he did.
Sure. He signed the Constipation. Wait, what?
The Constipation, right?
Yeah, that's... So my question is... Okay,
no questions.
I want to say...
There's no time for a question.
No
goodbye.
Questions for you.
The president has to leave.
I want to say
nap time.
That the mound thing, I can believe that they died and they kind of grew over and around them. I like that idea.
Yeah, that's cool. I think it's cool.
I mean, it kind of made a natural burial.
Yeah.
Plot or site or whatever.
Someday we'll have to.
I never thought about that. I don't know why. But
that, like I said, there's some Indian stories. Those would be good. We'll have to find. I have to dig that up. It's a little bit lengthy, but. There's some good ones about how they killed giants, and it's really kind of
like
creepy,
fun. Oh yeah, I bet. I like that. I can believe that actually. If they were real, or I think there were.
Do
giants.
Not yeah. blow the trumpet horn three times if you hear that three times.
What do you Uh-oh. Think, Nate? Sean, what do you think about the Giants thing? Like, what do you?
I still thought we were going to talk about San Francisco and New York, but
you're still disappointed.
I thought this was a sports talk, but
yeah.
I think it goes one hand in the other. I think there's real evidence of mm-hmm. real life giant people.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And plus
within reason.
Yeah, and then the folklore and
spun off of that.
Yeah.
And made for stories, good stories. Yeah. Yeah. I think it's they were real, and then there's some.
Then there's Slender Man. Yeah.
And it. No,
but I mean, when you there's talk of 15, 20, 30, 35 foot beings. That's pretty. And then I've heard talk of beyond that, and that's that's crazy.
Now, see, I think that's when they're you're just kind of all right. Oh, well, let's make them 50 feet. Nah,
it just gets.
I can buy the 8, 9, 10. They one of the articles I was just scrolling through. They said up to 16. I go, I don't even believe that.
It gets big. Yeah, it gets really big, really fast.
I'm not saying 16.
We need a lot of oxygenation for.
But then again, if that sword is real, that'd have to be.
You'd probably have to be about 16.
Yeah, you might have to be 20
to wield it. Man, what would you love to live on a world that has giants on it?
If they're friendly,
not the football team.
Right, but then even, they'd have to really watch their stuff.
Yeah. Hey, I'm walking here.
Coming through.
Yeah, and that like on the Monsters, Inc. Yeah. Hey, I'm walking.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, sorry. Well, that was fun. That was a good pick, Nate. I like that.
Yeah, I like
Giants.
That's a good one.
Oh, yeah. I like those different topics.
Coming soon, dwarves. So I can't wait for dwarves. I'm sorry.
So we've covered elves, and we've covered
that's why I wanted
giants.
Giants now. Yeah.
It's time for dwarves.
Those
I guess it's going to be my pick now, right?
Dwarves.
What's wrong with dwarves? You got something against dwarves?
I'm anti-dwarf.
It's going to be like we'll have a 2-minute conversation and be like, okay, we're done.
It's going to be.
It's a mini.
It's a small.
They have hammers. They're short.
I heard they die of smallpox.
Oh, they're going to get all the dwarf jokes.
Help us escape again.
Take us out of this.
We really needed his help.
You know, this was a giant undertaking, but we'll call it a wrap.
I agree. It definitely was.
Relief.
Well, guys, thank you for listening to Middle Age number 21 on giants, and we will talk to you later.
Goodbye.
See you.